Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day that we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. This week we studied the very end of the Book of Acts, because we're at the end of our series called Pioneer Story. We've been studying the Book of Acts and we've seen it from beginning to end, skipping over some stories obviously, but we've seen a very small movement of a few Christians commissioned by Jesus to share the good news around the world. And we conclude with Paul, one of those converts, right at the center of it all. God has him exactly where he needs him. He's in Rome, the center of the Roman Empire, where he's going to have access to all the communications networks that the Roman society had set up, where the good news of Jesus could use those same networks and use the fact that people were coming to Rome to really spread the gospel worldwide. He's exactly where God needs him to be. We saw yesterday that he was able to stay in Rome, the Bible says, without hindrance and at his own expense. And yesterday I talked a little bit about the with no hindrance part. He finally had some peace. There finally weren't riots everywhere he went. He was able to preach the gospel and have some probably reasonable debates with people about it rather than just inflaming people into riots. However, what about the under his own expense part? Why would the Bible mention that? I asked you yesterday to think about that. Why would they have to mention that he was there under his own expense? Why is that a good thing? I think there are several reasons that this might get mentioned, but I think the number one is that it really shows Paul's devotion to this task. He's not in it for himself. He's not there to be famous. He's not there to take advantage of people. He's actually doing this on his own dime, advancing the good news of Jesus Christ, taking it all the way to Rome, trying to influence the influencers for Jesus Christ. This isn't something he's doing for himself. It's sacrificial, it's generous, and it's totally in keeping with the way he risked his own head in proclaiming the good news of Jesus in very hostile situations. By doing this on his own dime, we also can see how he can devote himself completely to this task of sharing the good news. He isn't having to spend a good chunk of his time fundraising, trying to just keep food on the table. He may be working a little bit on the side as a tent maker, but he's certainly not having to put the time into fundraising. He's also able to devote his time to really putting together a systematic way of understanding the Christian faith and sharing that with others, because he's finally not always on the run, escaping riotous mobs. He finally has some peace without hindrance. These are both good things that I think helped advance the Christian movement. So Paul had this great opportunity of 2 years of peace and no responsibilities in order to really devote to God. What would you do with 2 years? If you had 2 years of freedom from financial responsibility and freedom from other responsibilities, what would you do? Now, I think our first instinct is sometimes to use that time for ourselves, to think, oh, I know exactly what I'd do. I'd just take 2 years off. I'd just put my feet up. It would be all about me. But I don't think followers of Jesus have that luxury. So let's think, what would it look like to have 2 years off to devote to God's service? What could you do? What would you do if you could only have 2 years off? Now, I know that's not a reality for a lot of us. So what could you do with 2 days off? What could you do with 2 days off? I bet there's still something that could really change lives, that could really help advance God's kingdom, that could really share the good news of Jesus with others if you just had 2 days to completely devote to that task. And you know what? I bet you do. I bet you do have that kind of time, that you could take 2 days of your vacation, or you could take a weekend, not just once a year, but as often as you could, to really try and change somebody's world and to share the good news of Jesus with them. Now, if 2 days even sounds difficult, let's start with 2 hours. What could you do with 2 hours of freedom? Freedom from financial responsibility, freedom from other responsibilities. What could you do for God's kingdom in just 2 hours? 2 hours a week, maybe. I bet there's something. I hear incredible stories about people taking a long lunch to go work at a soup kitchen, to help out somewhere, to volunteer. You can come up with something too, and that's your challenge for today, this week, is to think, what could I do with what freedom God has given me? Whether it's 2 years of freedom, a sabbatical, or just some time between jobs, or retirement. What can I do with 2 years? What could I do with 2 days? What could I do with 2 hours? How could I advance God's kingdom? Where's God put me? Like God put Paul at the center of the Roman Empire, what's God put you at the center of that you can influence with the freedom he's given you? Have a great time thinking about that challenge. I hope you'll share it too with somebody you know, maybe a small discussion group that you started. Let them know what you're going to try to do. Maybe you can do something together. If you do, please let me know. Love to hear your story. Anyway, have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect, and next week as we start a brand new series. I'll see you then.